What's your message to the person who's running the Oldham by-election? Because that's happening next Thursday. I mean, if I was running the UKIP campaign there, I'd be thinking all my Christmases had come at once. Do you think you're in danger of losing that by-election?
We'll probably have the Labour majority go down. That often happens in by-elections. You know, in a safe Labour seat in November, you often see the majority go down. But I don't think we're in danger of losing that.
I was talking to Frank Field a few minutes ago, and he said that a credible alternative to Jeremy Corbyn needs to emerge because there isn't one at the moment. He thinks there needs to be a different leader. Graham Stringer, even though he supports Jeremy Corbyn on what he says in this letter, he said something very similar. I mean, it's a complete and utter mess, isn't it?
Not really. You know, if you saw the YouGov poll in the Times, I think it was yesterday, Labour Party members continue to support Jeremy. In fact, his support amongst Labour Party members is higher than it was when he first got elected. There is a group within the Parliamentary Labour Party who appear not to be reconciled to Jeremy having won, but it would be a mistake to think because of those people who clearly have access to the media, the Labour Party as a whole has moved away from Jeremy, because they haven't.
No, that is true. But do you not think that it's the British people that count here, not Labour Party members? It's what the British people think about his leadership that's going to determine whether he can win or not. And that there are sort of 40 million voters as opposed to 400,000 Labour Party members. He's appealing to lots of left-wing Labour Party members. He's not appealing to the British people. That's why Labour's at 27% in the polls.
You know as well as I do, Jeremy has scarcely done 100 days. The time to decide whether he appeals to the British people or not is when he's been given a chance. And I think, you know, even members of the public who are sceptical now would agree, because the British are very fair-minded, that Jeremy should be given a chance. And I think some of my colleagues don't quite see it like that.
So how long should that chance be? Are we saying sort of after the May elections?
Well, Peter Mandelson did a piece, I can't remember if it's a publication or not, but it was published, saying that it would be premature to try and remove Jeremy at this time, and people should wait and see how the May elections go. That's the Mandelson timetable, and that ought to be good enough for anybody.
Do you think that MPs like Frank Field, who are effectively calling for a change in leadership, should be censored in any way?
You know, I'm the last person to say that people shouldn't be able to express their opinion. I've been expressing my opinion in Parliament for 28 years. But I just think, generally, people need to give Jeremy a chance.
Did you say in the Shadow Cabinet, I've heard reported today, that you would never, ever vote for British troops to be sent into battle in any shape or form?
No, that's nonsense. I think there's a lot of odd briefing going on. I've never said that.
Okay.
Never. Because I'm not a pacifist. What I did say was that I wasn't a pacifist. And this had to be decided on the basis of what made the British people say.